That's why Satan tried to, you got to be aware of his tactic. And I'm finding more and more. I used to, that joker used to lead me around in some area like a bull with a ring in his nose. You ain't doing that to me no more. Because I've been set free from you. And give you all kind of excuses why it won't work. And it's because you know this and you know that. Yeah, you can. And you shut up. And get yourself out of here. Jesus did not say in his word, I'm going to try to set you free. He said, you shall know the truth, shall make you free. He didn't say, I'm going to try to set you free. I'm going to try to help you out of this a little bit. I'm going to help try to get you to a place where you can kind of tolerate it. He didn't say that. But that's the way most of us, we approach stuff. Well, we just hanging on. And then the devil, then when you want to stand up and get bold about it, then the others want to make you feel like you're a fool or something. Call me what you want. I know what God said. And I know who he made me and what he done for me. Hallelujah. And I'm just going to get downright bold about this. Amen. So unwavering faith. If you could put up Mark Gospel chapter 7 verse 25. This is what we want to pick up tonight. I got quite a few scriptures to read tonight, and I don't know how much we'll get, but I'm going to talk to y'all tonight by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Last week, you might notice that, and normally I wouldn't, normally if I were like I used to be, I wouldn't say anything about it, but I'm not glorifying the devil one bit. But last week, you noticed I wasn't here, and I imagine some of you wondering, where in the world it passed? Where in the world? And now you see how it feel. Now you see how it feel, don't you? Where? When I be looking for you. I'll be looking for you. I mean, I'm human just like you. If you don't think, come on here and pinch me. I'm not a robot. I'm a human being like you. I think like you think. I feel like you feel, and I breathe like you breathe. I do everything like you. Sleep. But last week, I got clearance. I get it out in a minute. I had clearance in the spirit. My top lip is shot up. Whew. I don't know. I never had a pain. That stuff is over with. I ain't putting up with that mess. And I knew if I came out here trying to teach y'all, my lips shot up like that, y'all wouldn't hear nothing I said. So I said, I knew that. I said, go ahead, because they'd be so looking at me, they won't hear a word I said. So no use. Listen, if you live godly, you better get ready. Trouble gonna come. But I'm learning now more and more, because the next day it went down. Then the next day I got up and went on about my business. It was gone. But don't think it's strange when something come against you. See, don't let the devil tell you your faith not working. See, that's what he want to get you to thinking and acting. Just because you going through something, it ain't working. See, you must have done something wrong. You lying. You the one that's wrong. Amen. Now notice this scripture here. I want you to notice this. Because we're talking about a faith, unwavering faith. That's what we're talking about. Okay? For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit. See the word called it just what it was. What kind of spirit? Unclean spirit. Notice what happened. Heard of him. She had a daughter with an unclean spirit, heard of Jesus. And when she heard of Jesus, she heard something. Because Jesus went about all Galilee and Samaria and all around Nazareth preaching, teaching, and healing. Didn't he do it? Preaching, teaching, and healing. You can read that in Matthew 9, 35, and 6. That's what he did. And she heard of him. She heard what he was doing because he went around all of Galilee preaching, teaching, healing. And she heard of him. Came and fell down at his feet. Now watch. The woman was a Greek. Because he did most of his traveling, teaching, and preaching to the Jews. And matter of fact, he told his disciples when he gave them power to go and send them out two by two. He said, Go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's what he said, didn't he? And he did most of his preaching and teaching to his own, to the Jews. He knew what he was doing. He knew his assignment. But whenever he ran into a Gentile with some faith, he'll heal him just like that. But he knew what he had to do. So she heard. And they said this woman was a Greek, Syrophoenician by nation. And she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. She told him what I want. Now look what Jesus said. I'm gonna show you what unwavering faith to do. But Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled. For it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it unto dogs. That will clean all of us out. Called me a dog. She didn't even hear that because she knew what she came for. And see, when you got your feeling on your sleeve, you can't get anything from God. But when you in faith and you don't care what you have to do, I'm not leaving till I get what I came for. Verse 28. Now watch what happened. Verse 28. And she did what? She answered and said unto him, yes, Lord. Yet the dogs under the table eat the children crumb. Whoa. Look what Jesus said. Verse 29. And he said unto her, for that saying, go thy way. The devil is gone out of thy daughter. That's the way you take your business. You know good and well, all of us that had children, if you put bread on the table, some crumb going to hit the floor before you get away from that table. Jesus knew what she was talking about, and she knew what she was talking about. He said, go on, woman, your daughter, go. You got what you want. That kind of faith, you can get what you need from God. She never heard the word dog. She came to get the answer. And the Bible says, and he said unto us, for this saying, the devil had gone out of that daughter. And when she had come to her house, she found the devil gone out. The devil was gone. What are you saying? This unwavering faith will work. You don't be moved by what folks say to you.